Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, you got your textbook? Okay, let's hold it up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can you give God your best praise for His Word? For the Word. Amen. I sure do love you. You say, Pastor, you don't know me. Well, I love you. And how do you know I love you? Because the Bible says, if a pastor loves the sheep, he'll feed them. Did you know that? You know, when Jesus called Peter to be a pastor, he said, if you love me, feed my sheep. So the proof in the pudding is the feeding of the sheep. And y'all praying for me, right, that I can do my very best for you today for this particular service. We're in a brand new series today where last weekend we talked about 7:14 movement, which is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And we are praying at 7:14 a.m. p.m., setting notification on our technology to remind us to pray, and we're asking for a revival in our life, in our family, in our church, and in our city. I gave you some slides last weekend, and I showed you that they said that St. Louis is the most dangerous city in America per capita. It was last year and this year. They said that St. Louis, Missouri, not the murder capital, that's New Orleans, but it's the most dangerous city per capita in America. I've lived here for 40 years. I love our city. I don't want to be known for the most dangerous city in America. We can change that through prayer. Amen? If our city ever needed revival, it needs revival right now. Now, we defined revival last weekend. A lot of Christians don't even know what it is. But then we defined an awakening. Revival is for Christians. Awakening is for sinners. If there's real revival, then there'll be awakening in the community. Amen? So we taught on that. You can go back and watch that. But I encourage you to sign up, go to our website in the 7:14 movement, because there's resources that I put there for you. There's books, there's information, there's resources that you can go to that will help you and feed your desire for revival. Dr. Lester Sumrall, who's in heaven, used to come here every year. He was a mentor to me, and he always would say, Lester Sumrall, I never want to miss any revival in my lifetime. I want to be a part of every revival in my lifetime. Well, that's my heart's cry. I think it's your heart's cry. There's a revival going on. We don't want to miss it at Church on the Rock. Amen, somebody? We want to be a part of that revival. So with that said, on that resource page, if you go there, there's a book that I had the staff read and do a book report. It was on How to Experience Revival by Charles Finney. And the very first chapter, it talks about things that hinder a revival. The very first thing on the very first chapter that they said hinders a revival is this: ingratitude, unthankfulness, not being thankful, not being grateful for all that God has done. It said that entitlement, ingratitude, unthankfulness hinders the Holy Spirit from moving in a revival and an awakening. So with that said, a lack of thankfulness, a lack of gratitude holds back revival. I want to start a new series today for the next 3 weeks on the power of praise and worship. Sound good? So that you know the why and where we're going. We do everything with intentionality here. So I want to talk about praise, which is thankfulness. praise is an attitude of gratitude, because we don't want to block what God wants to do in our families, with our loved ones, amen, in our church, our city, our nation. So with that said, let's get right into it today. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to define for you what praise is. I'm going to define that for you. And then I'm going to show you 10 benefits of praising God. I'm going to define what praise is. I'm going to explain to you why we should praise God. And then 10 benefits of praising God and developing a lifestyle, not just on Sunday, but a lifestyle of praise. Does that sound okay? Okay, so let's start with the definition, I think, guys, on the screen. Okay, here's why. This is Psalm 107, verse 8. Why should we praise the Lord? Now, God doesn't need it, but we need it. Because through praise, we're transformed. Through praise, we get closer to God. Through praise, you're going to see the 10 benefits of it today. And I want to know the benefits. If I'm going to go to the gym, I want to know what I'm going to get out of going to the gym. Come on, somebody. If I'm going to go through all that pain and suffering, I want some benefits out of that, right? Well, if I'm going to go to church and hear the word of God, I want to know the benefits of applying it in my life. What are the results of applying God's word in my life? Because I'm not blessed in hearing it. I'm blessed in hearing and doing it, right? Oh, that men and women, boys and girls, would praise the Lord for... what do we praise him for? His goodness and for his greatness, wonderful works to the children of men. So notice, we're commanded. It's God's desire. God wants us. He commands us to praise him. So we want to obey his commandment, because with every act of obedience, your life and my life improves. With every act of obedience, your life and my life starts moving forward and we start making progress. Am I helping anybody? Obedience has tagged to it blessing. Obedience has tagged to it blessing. So every time I obey God, it's attached to a blessing. Every time I do what God asked me to do, and when I do it, I can expect a blessing. So he says, I command you, my desire is that the human race would realize how good I am, that's God talking, and how great I am. So notice, we're commanded to praise him, that's why we praise him. But when we praise him, we're obeying him. And when we obey him, with every act of obedience, there's tagged a blessing. And then what do we praise him for? We praise him for his goodness, and we praise him for his greatness. Everyone, would you please say goodness and greatness. Next, guys, next slide. So let's define praise. Now we know why we should and what a privilege and honor that it is. And it's more than 27 minutes on a Sunday morning. It's a lifestyle, okay? So let's define praise now. I grew up in Pentecostal churches. I'm thankful for my heritage. But I saw some things that they said was praise. It wasn't praise. And I don't want to go back, I want to go forward. So I went to a Bible dictionary, and the Bible dictionary gave me a definition of praise. So let's look at it, next slide. It means to glorify. This is really important, don't miss this. This is going to set a lot of us free. To glorify one's attributes. To glorify one's attributes. So when I'm praising God, I praise God by looking and being thankful for his attributes. So if I don't know his attributes, praise is difficult for me. If I don't know who God is, then after 3 or 4 minutes on a Sunday morning, I've said, hallelujah, jalapeno, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, and I don't know what else to say. And I want the service to keep moving because I'm bored, I'm not engaged, because I don't know how to articulate, I don't know how to give God praise. But when I learn his attributes, when I learn who he is and what he does, when I find out he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals me, I can spend 15 minutes on just thanking him for that. When I find out he's Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider, not the government, I can spend 15 minutes just praising for that attribute. When I find out he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my victory, I can thank God I'm not a victim. I am a victor. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I can spend 15 minutes on that. When I find out he's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace, I can begin 15 minutes just thanking him for a good night's sleep, no anxiety, no mental torment. If you agree with that, give God a praise today. Come on. So I grew up in church, and I struggled praising God. You know, growing up in church as a teenager, and we'd have you sing hymns and a few choruses, and you're supposed to enter in. And boy, after a few words, I didn't know what else to say. But here, praise is glorifying one's attributes. So the more I spend on discovering God's attributes or his names, wow, my praise life takes off. My praise life is ignited. My praise life goes to a next level if I'll begin to focus on God's attributes, right? His names reveal his attributes. If I'm struggling with my praise life, I'm worn out after 5 minutes, it's because I don't know him. And when I get to know him, I want to be with him. I get to know him by looking at his attributes. His attributes are referred to as his name throughout all the Bible. Are you all with me? So once I study the attributes of God, then I can't wait to be at church on time. I can't wait for 27 minutes of worship. I can't wait for post-service worship. I can't wait to stop 7 times a day, put a notification on my phone to stop and give God praise for who he is, what he's done, what he's going to do. Best is yet to come. Oh, come on, let's don't patty cake. Let's give God our best praise. Hallelujah. So this is Bible Dictionary now, y'all. Nick says... it's to express one's devotion. When we praise and worship him, when we give him praise, we're expressing our devotion to him. We're telling him, showing him. And did you know that we're going to find out in the next few weeks, but you know, standing is praising God. Did you know that? Clapping your hands in service is praising God. Dancing before the Lord is praising God. Kneeling down is praising God. There are many different ways to praise God in the Bible. Shouting is a praise to God. Singing is a praise to God. We're going to look at this. So not only do we know the definition and the benefits, we're going to know technically how to praise God successfully and get the results we want. Does that make sense? Continue, guys. Next slide. To show one's gratitude and thankfulness. Now remember, this was the first hindrance to a revival. Ingratitude, unthankful. Because we want to be a part of what God's doing on the earth today. So that's why for the next 3 weeks, we're going to really dig into not only what it is, but how you do it successfully and get the results from it and go to a whole new level here before spring ever starts. To show one's gratitude and thankfulness. Next slide, guys. The benefits. Now, I want to give you, I'm going to tell you, and don't faint, 10 benefits. Okay, but we'll go through them quick, and I promise you we'll beat the Baptist to the buffet. Okay, but I just want to whet your appetite. Okay, can I lay a foundation today of the power of praise and worship? Now, we said why? Because we're commanded and created to praise God. And we said when we do, there's always a blessing, it's always to our advantage, attached to an act of obedience. Okay, and then we found out that what it is it's focusing on God's attributes. The more that I know, you know, there are several names in the Bible of different names of God. They reveal his nature, his character. The more of those that you know, the easier it is for you to praise him. You know, the easier it is for you to praise him. Okay, so the first benefit, number one, is changes how you see God. My praise life is connected to my picture of God. My praise life is connected to my picture of God. When I praise him, he gets bigger. When I praise him, he gets bigger. We praise him for his goodness, and we praise him for his greatness. Okay? So scripture with that changes how you see God. Psalm 34, verse 3. Oh, magnify. Y'all know what a magnifying lens does, right? Makes things bigger. Makes things bigger. Makes things bigger. Question to challenge you, how big is your God today? Whatever you choke at, that's how big your God is. Whatever you choke at, that's how big your God is. Your God is as big as how you respond to your problems. Your God is as big as how you respond to your challenges. Your God is as big as how you respond to your difficulties. Whatever chokes you, that's the level of your God. How big is your God? Another way to say it, if you can't see God doing it, that's how big your God is. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his what? His what? That's his attributes. See, we're focusing on his attributes. His name, there are many names of God in the Bible. Jesus, El Shaddai, Elohim. There are many names, but notice you exalt him by focusing on his names. Okay, next, guys, next slide. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's one of his attributes. God is a good God, and the devil is a bad devil. And let's don't blame God for what the devil does. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or the woman that trusts in him. Notice, blessing comes with trusting. Trusting comes through knowing his character. When I know his character or attributes, it strengthens my faith. As my faith is strengthened, I go to a new level to trust him with more, then he can bless me with more. Praise, then, is a voice of faith. Praise is a voice of faith. When you're praising God, you're releasing your faith. You can't worry and worship at the same time. You can't worry and worship at the same time. Praise is an act of faith. You praise God when you don't feel like it. You praise God when it doesn't look right, feel right, taste right, seem right. You praise God, that's an act of your faith. Praise is not a feeling, it's a decision. Praise is not a feeling, it's a decision. But praise will bring a feeling. Praise is not a feeling, it's a decision. But that decision will bring a feeling that you're looking for. Oh, praise God. Next slide, guys. Next slide. Number two, it changes how you respond to your circumstances. It changes how you respond to your circumstances. Our first response should be praise. Not fear, not worry, not anxiety. Our first response should not be negative, small thinking, critical. Our first response should be praise, because then it will change your circumstances. Worry makes things worse. Worry makes things worse. Fretting releases fear. Fear opens the door to the devil. I hope I'm okay today. Y'all with me? I'm pumped today. I'm pumped. I believe in what I'm saying because it's worked in my life for 50 years. I want to share it with you, okay? Is it easy? No, but it works. So number two, it changes how you respond to your circumstances. And you've heard me say for 40 years, it's not what happens to us, it's how we respond to what happens to us. So next slide. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. So we don't thank God for everything. We don't thank God for everything, but we thank God in everything. Now, this should help you. This should set you free here and online. This should minister to a lot of people. When you don't know what to do, what do? You praise God. When you don't know what to do, you praise God. Because as you begin to praise him in a situation, I don't know what to do about my marriage, about my children, about my teenagers, about my health, about what the doctor said. I don't know about that court case. I don't know about that relationship, that conflict at work. I don't know what to do. Financial pressure, budget, meeting the bills. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. When you don't know what to do, respond with praise. Because praise will always get you in the will of God. Praise will always get you in the will of God. Watch, sub note. When you're in the will of God, that's the safest place you can be. So I'll say it this way. Praise brings protection over your family. Praise brings protection over your family. Because when you respond to the adversities of life, the challenges of life with praise, first response, when you do that, it gets you in the will of God. And the safest place to be is in the will of God. Amen? I remember years ago, we were on a missions trip in Guatemala. And we were down there ministering, and we were in this compound, and outside the compound, there was warfare going on, machine guns, guns going on all night long. But yeah, you know what, really, and I'm not trying to be, but in the midst of all of that, I slept like a baby because I knew I was supposed to be there. We're inside the compound. We're hearing guns go off all night long. There's shooting. There's killing outside the compound there in Guatemala. This has been decades ago. But I slept like a baby because I knew God had sent me there. It wasn't my own aspiration or ambition to go to Guatemala. God actually had to force me to go there. You're right? You ever did that? And I knew I was in the perfect will of God. When you're in the perfect will of God, it's the safest place you can be. Praise gets you in the will of God. When you don't know what to do, there's always something you can do. Someone needs to hear that. You feel like there's nothing more you can do. There's always something you can do. What is it? Praise God. You praise God. It gets you in the perfect will of God. Praise protects you. Next slide, guys. I will bless the Lord sometimes. Blessing is praising God. So notice, it's not just Sunday morning for 27 minutes. This is a lab. This is a lab. It's lifestyle. It's out there, you know, tomorrow morning, Monday morning. It's out there. I'll bless the Lord at all times. That's first responder. That's first response at all times. Not for everything, but at all times. Not for everything, but at all times. Not for everything, in everything, but not for it, but in it, right? Not for it, but in it. And at all times, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my heart. Thank you. You know, this is cool because, you know, I grew up in the church and I've heard people say, well, I'm not going to praise him out loud, but I'll praise him with my heart. That's good, but not enough. Well, God knows I love him, and, you know, I'm just silent on the inside, and I got praise on the inside. If you got praise on the inside, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth's got to speak. And notice, it's to be in your mouth. It's to be in your mouth. It's to be in your mouth, not just in your heart, not just in your head, but it's to be in your mouth. We can't be ashamed to praise him out loud. Can't be ashamed to praise him in front of your children, your grandchildren, your date, your friends. At all times, his praise will be in my mouth. That's why, you know, in church, if you don't engage, I can't help you. If you don't engage, you won't leave differently. If you don't engage, it's just another church service. It's just another religion activity. That's why from the front to the back to the online, that's why we say, confess this, say that, clap here, stand there, kneel here, because we're trying to get you to engage. If you don't engage, you'll leave the same you came. You got to engage, but a lot of times we're embarrassed. What will people think? What will people? It doesn't really matter what somebody else thinks, right? It's between you and the Lord, amen. And his praise will be in my mouth, okay? Next, guys, next slide. Number three, it makes us more aware of God's presence. Wow, when you praise him, it makes you more aware of his presence. Now, you know, I'm a big baby when it comes to seeing my own blood. Anybody like me? Come on, you lie, you fry. Anybody like me? You know, Kim and I, you don't have to clap. Just pray for us. This year, we celebrate 50 years of marriage. We're working on Gene and Lenois to catch up with them. But, you know, when we got married 50 years ago, we had to go in for a blood test to get married. And when they took my blood out of my finger, I fainted right in the receptionist room. Big, tough construction guy. And I faint right there. You know, so I'm not really strong when it comes to seeing my own blood and going to the hospital and doctors. And we thank God for all of them. We have several doctors in our church. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I had to go in last year for a double hernia operation. Last year, double hernia operation. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to go. You know, I'd rather been a lot of other places, you know. And I didn't want to go. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, man, I don't want to go under. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want somebody I don't even know operating on this precious temple of the Holy Spirit. And I'm kind of freaking out. Can I be 100%? I'm kind of freaking out. But I'm sitting there, and they're getting ready to give me the thing to put me under. You know, Pastor Kim's there. And I'm getting ready to freak out. All of a sudden, I thought, you know what I need to do? Practice my own preaching. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? And so I just began to, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're guiding their hands. God, I'm in your hand. God, you're directing this, that. Now I begin to praise them. And you know what? Before they gave me the sedative, I was ready. I had the peace of God. The peace of God entered that hospital room. Praise makes us more aware of his presence. You can say, I don't ever feel God. God's there. I don't ever sense God. God's there. When's the last time I've been so long, Pastor, I felt God? God's there. How do you know? He's omnipresent. One of his attributes is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. Well, why don't I feel him? You have to do stuff for him to manifest his presence. You got to do stuff for him to manifest his presence. Praise is one of the ways you get him to release his presence. Next slide, guys. Psalm 22, verse 3. But you are holy. Look at the attribute. You're holy, God. You're a holy God. I'm standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Oh, you inhabit the praises of your people. He inhabits the praises of his people. Next slide, guys. 4, it reveals God's wisdom and God's counsel. When you don't know what to do and you need counseling and you can't get a hold of anybody at the church or your small group, what do? You begin to praise him. Because through praise, he will reveal to you counsel on what you're to do. Scripture for this is Psalm 16:7. I will bless the Lord, and that's praising him. I will bless the Lord who has given me what? Counsel. I'll bless the Lord for he has given me counsel. It's great to have counselors. It's great to have a small group. It's great to have a network. But when you can't find anybody, what are you going to do on that day? Give up? Quit? No way. You're going to begin to, there's always something you can do. Turn to somebody and tell them that. There's always something you can do. And what can you do? Praise him. Praise him. Look at his attributes. And look at what he's done in your life, what he's doing in your life, what he's planning. Your best days are ahead. I'll bless the Lord who's given me counsel. Look at this. And he instructs me in the night seasons. Now, there's two ways to interpret that. You can interpret that when you go to bed at night, he gives his beloved sleep. That means he talks to you while you're sleeping. Did you know that? There's a scripture that says he gives his beloved sleep. Actually means he'll talk to you what you need to know in your subconscious while you're sleeping. Okay? So it could mean that when you go to bed praising him, after you did your 7:14 prayer, and you go to bed praising him, right, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, last thing you do, and you're praising him, you go to bed, he gives you sweet sleep. While you're sleeping in the night seat, he instructs you. He gives you counsel, where to go, when to go, who to marry, what to buy, what to invest in, what job, what career, or what you should do, what city, what house, what neighborhood, what investment, and he'll speak to you. But also, you can interpret it this way, in the night seasons of your life, those dark seasons, those seasons that are most difficult, those seasons that you don't know how you're going to get through, those seasons that it feels like it's for eternity. But I want to encourage you, it's subject to change. It's temporary what you're going through today. And even in those seasons, God will give you a word that will carry you through and bring you out better on the other side. Better on the other side. And you'll have a testimony that will impact and help other people on the other side. Come on, if you believe it, give God a good praise. Clapping your hands is praising the Lord. Next slide, guys. Number 5, it helps me focus. It helps me focus. Praise helps me focus. Gets my eyes off my problems, off my feelings, and it gets my eyes on God. Whoa. And whatever you have your eyes on, you're attracted to. It's like a magnet. So praise is a magnet. Praise brings you closer to God. Praise brings you closer to God. Praising him for his attributes, expressing your thankfulness and your gratitude, expressing that to him and your devotion will cause you to get closer to the Lord. He seems so distant. Well, stop and have a little praise party. Stop and have a little praise. What do I praise him for? Who he is, what he's doing, what he's planning. What do I praise him for? Look up his names. Meditate his names. It helps me to focus. Scripture for that, Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Whoa, not social media, not TikTok, not email, not Facebook, before me, not my computer, on my iPhone, but I've set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be moved. Praise causes your faith to be unmovable. Because praise gets you to focus on God. And as you focus on God and who he is, it feeds your faith. Because you can't trust somebody you don't know. Praise gets you to know God. The more you know him, the more you trust him. The more you trust him, the more unmovable, unbreakable, unstoppable your faith will be. Praise makes your faith unstoppable. Come on, let's don't patty cake. Let's praise him with a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number six, it releases hope. Really, you ever think about that? Praise releases hope and expectation. Praise releases hope and expectation. Without hope, I always return to my past. Without hope, I always return to my past. I like this simple definition. Somebody said, faith is like this. Faith is always believing tomorrow will be better. Faith is always believing tomorrow. Something happened to me right there. Tomorrow will be better. Okay, remember that song? All right. Look under that scripture. Next slide, guys. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will rest in hope. Praise affects your flesh. Praise affects your emotions. Praise affects your expectation. We're talking about the benefits of why we praise and worship for 27 minutes and then make it a lifestyle Monday through Saturday in our life. Praise affects your flesh. Your flesh is your body, your emotions, and your feelings. Praise gets your feelings under control. Like me in the hospital room going for a double hernia surgery, that praise got my flesh under control. Praise will affect your flesh and give you rest and bring to you hope that tomorrow, that what you're going through, God's working on it and God's working it out for your good. Come on, if you believe it, let's praise him with a hand clap. Number seven, it releases joy and strength. It releases joy and strength. Oh, I like this one. It releases joy and strength. Look with me, Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life, guidance. In your presence is fullness of joy. Church should be full of joy if God's in the house manifesting himself, right? Your house, my house, his house. In his presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. His presence releases his joy and his strength. And I manifest his presence by praise, devotion, affection, by expressing my thankfulness. God, you are so good. You saved me. You redeemed me. You kept me. You put up with me. You love me. You bless me. You heal me. You're for me. Okay, next verse. 1 Chronicles 16, 27. I like this. Glory and honor. Honor would be favor. Glory and favor are in his presence. And strength. Look at all that's in his presence. Glory, favor, strength, and gladness are in his place. So how do we get into his place? Through praise and thanksgiving. And what is in his presence? We can expect glory. We can expect favor. So can I say it this way? Praise brings protection, right? Well, can I say it this way and interpret the scripture? Praise brings promotion. Favors promotion. Favors promotion, right? So when I praise him, what happens? Honor is in his presence. So praise brings protection. Praise. Why praise him? I need my house protected. It's a crazy world out there. Praise brings promotion. I need the favor of God. Last night, Evander Holyfield at our Marketplace ministry said he got on the Olympic team only through favor. He said he wasn't even qualified, but there was a lady who had a big part to play that said, you got to have Evander be on the Olympic team. And last night, Evander said it was the favor of God that got him on the Olympic team. Well, why do I want to praise him? Isn't that wasted time? Isn't that for sissies? Isn't that for crazy Christians? No, it's for serious Christians. It's for Christians that live intentionally, on purpose, want to make a difference with their life, want to leave a legacy and have an impact. In his presence is glory, honor, favor, and strength. So the praise of God, to praise him brings protection. Number two, it brings promotion. And number three, it brings the power of God on the scene. His strength. How many of you need his strength today? I do. I need his strength. I need his strength. Last night, Evander said, well, he told us, because I'd heard him talk years ago. He said, on the way to the arena to get in the arena to fight my opponent, he said, I would pray in the spirit. I would pray in tongues while I was walking the aisle to get in the arena to face my opponent. Oh my goodness, what was he saying? He said, I needed the power of God. I needed the strength of God. I'd outworked my opponent, but I needed the strength of God on my life. The strength of God, the power of God, the protection of God, the promotion of God comes through your 27 minutes on a Sunday morning and then doing it throughout the week and making it a healthy habit. Come on, I know you believe it. Give God your best. Praise. We're looking at the benefits of praise as our team comes out. I say that because that always makes you think I'm about to quit. Even though I'm not about to quit, but aren't I just a little stinker? Okay, it corrects my attitude. Praise corrects my attitude. Praise is an attitude. I can't be negative and praise God. So praise gets rid of negativity in my life, the negative attitudes in my life. I said to Evander in my office before we went down to the four-time world heavyweight champion, before we went down to the lobby, I said, Evander, how do you keep negativity out of your head? How do you keep all of the things your opponent would say from getting in your head and having real estate in your brain, your mind? How'd you do that? How'd you keep the negativity? Because I liken it to all the negativity you and I deal with the internet, social media, right? All the stuff we do. How do you keep it out? You know what he told me? Praise. I praise the Lord. I just focus on God and how good God is. And so what was he doing? The law of exchange. You can't be negative and praise God at the same time. Praise pushes negativity out of your life. I love it. It corrects my attitude. Praise is a attitude. Under that scripture, Psalm 145, verse 1, I want you to see all the I wills, because it's an act of your will. It's an attitude. It's a choice. Praise is not a feeling. You know, more times than not do I feel like praising God. How about y'all? Can you be honest with me? More times than not that I don't feel like praising God. But you don't praise him out of feeling. You praise him out of decision. And then the feeling comes. You got to act like it's so. When it ain't so, so it can become so. It's called faith, right? We walk by faith and not by feeling. Praise is not a feeling, but it'll bring a feeling. I will extol thee, my God. I will bless your name forever and ever. How long are we to praise him? Forever and forever. Not just on Sunday for 27 minutes. If I want my life transformed, my family, my marriage, my children, my job, my career, my health, my mind, it's got to be a healthy habit. Next slide, guys. Next slide. Every day. Shazam. Every day. Not just one day a week. Every day. It's called a healthy habit. Every day. Will I? Act of your will, willpower, 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 act of your will, not feeling, not flesh, willpower, act of your will. Every day, will I bless thee? I will praise, there it is. I will praise, that's what I've been talking about. I will praise your name, attributes. The more attributes I know of God, the easier it is for me to praise him. Can't stop praising his name. Y'all remember we used to sing that song? Can't stop praising his name. When you know his name, praise is contagious. There's a flow of praise. Next slide, guys. Next slide. Great is the Lord, and greatly, not meagerly, not half-heartedly, not lukewarmly, Not, oh, come on, let's get over. I want to get out. Any church that's time conscious will never have a revival. Any church that's time conscious will never have a revival. Any church that's in too much of a hurry for God, God won't show up. Great is the Lord, and greatly, not half-heartedly, not loosely, lukewarmly, devotion to God, greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. I love it. Next, guys, next. Number 9, it gives us an audience with God. Praise. Boy, I wish I could just talk to him. I wish I could just talk to her. I wish I could just get a hold of my life coach, my mentor, my dad, my mom. I wish I could just talk to my uncle. I wish I could just talk to my small group leader, and they're not there. But you know what? You can always have an audience with the Almighty. At your house, you can always have an audience with the Almighty. How do you do that? Next verse, guys. Next place. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2. Let us come before his presence. How do I get in your presence, Lord? With thanksgiving. I started off the sermon with the number one thing that holds revival back is ingratitude, being unthankful. Whoa, that grieves his presence. But when we're thankful like y'all are today, that brings you into his presence. You come before his presence with thanksgiving, and you make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You know, it's time for us to be creative with our praise and worship. Don't just keep doing the same way, same old, same old. It says you're to do it with psalms. There's 150 psalms in the book of Psalm. Take a psalm and sing it to God in the shower. Take a psalm and sing it to God in your car. Take a psalm and sing it to God on your deck. Be creative with your praise. Next, guys, verse 3. For the Lord is great God. Notice that God is a capital G and a great king above all other gods, small letter G, other gods. There's no God like your God. There's no God that compares to your God. There's no God likened to your God. Yours is the only true and one holy God. Come on, let's praise him with a hand clap. Praise him with a shout, a voice of triumph. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And number 10, make praise a healthy habit. Make praise a healthy habit. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name, his attributes, is to be praised. Now, right before communion, let me give you a call to action. Let me give you some takeaways. Number 1, put a notification on our devices to stop throughout the day, like we do for 7:14 a.m., p.m., just to stop and praise the Lord. Just to stop and Pastor, is that biblical? That's really kind of weird. No, David in the Bible said he stopped 7 times a day and praised the Lord. David in the Bible, he said morning, noon, and night, he would stop and praise the Lord. Praise is to be a habit. It's a healthy habit. We're looking at 10 benefits. So put a notification just to stop and say it's time to praise the Lord. And just take a few seconds just to praise him for who he is, what he's done, and what he's planning. His names, his attributes. Number 2, a daily journal. I journal every day. You know, it's important that you and I journal the blessings of the Lord. It's important that we journal the kindness and the good acts of the Lord and his greatness every day. If focusing on his goodness and his greatness and writing down what we're thankful for, journaling. Jerry Savelle, who's on our board of this church, Jerry Savelle said he journals because it brings him closer to God every day. Journaling brings you closer to God. When you journal who he is, what he's done, what he's planning, all the things he's done for you and how you're thankful for that day. Number 3, call to action. Be creative with your praise in different ways. Be creative with your praise in different ways. Think of new ways, new times, new methods to give God praise. And you know what? We're never going to be the same after the end of this month. And we're going to be a part of an outpouring, a revival in our life, in our home, in our church, and in our city like we've never seen before. We're going to be closer to God by the end of this month. We're going to see more of his anointing, signs, wonders, and miracles like we saw the first part of this service. We're going to see more. You ready for more? Oh, praise God.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.